The county council previously approved the bonding. As council member Doug Clyde noted, they held a public hearing Wednesday, which is required by state law.
The purpose of last night's meeting was just a requirement of state law to hold a public hearing on that, which we did, and there were no public comments. We're moving forward with that for everybody's benefit. What that is that, as you probably know, we passed a tax on both for transportation and for transit last year. We're in the process of collecting that now. And what this bond is doing is simply allowing us to leverage the next few years of that tax. We're passing a bond that represents the amount of tax that we'll collect in the next 4 years. That'll give us an aggregate amount of money that we can apply to some of the large projects that we're looking at.
While most of the projects financed by the bond are in the basin, Clyde also noted there are improvements set for the South Summit area where he lives.
Certainly South Summit has some things on the books, one of which is the park and ride for the bus system. And then also we've got a trails project that has been partially completed for a little over a decade now that connects Oakley to Camas that we would also like to see finished up and be part of that project as well.
You said the financing will pay to acquire the park and ride property for the Camas connector as well as paving there and shelters. Connector provides employees transit from Camas to Park City and to Kimball Junction. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.